Blog Talk Radio.
Scott Enstra Network.
That have to do with Freemasonry. I want to confirm that one of the reasons our nation is in the shape that it's in is because of it. The curses, the oaths, those things that are performed during the ceremonies, during the initiation, during the next generation, otherwise the degrees. In fact, we're going to go over 30th, 31st, 32nd, York Rite, and 33rd, which includes Shriners. Now, as I go through these things, I want you to understand that everything that they are doing is in contrary to our God, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of the Bible, the Father. Everything that they're doing is an abomination. Everything they're doing is placing themselves back underneath the law. This is everything you can do wrong combined as one, and these are the leaders of our country. And other countries, Freemasonry coming out of Israel, coming out of the cabal, coming out of those things that go to Solomon, go all the way back to Nimrod and Egypt and all those things in between. Well, again, as we move forth into these coming months, the show last night we did on Tinfoil Hat Club with Julie. I was focusing it more on trying to get ready for the next coming months. And you see those people who are in Freemasonry, that when they're in the higher degrees, they have sold their souls. Now, the ones below may not necessarily have gone to that, you know, their conscience seared, but they are definitely demonized. Most of them are demon-possessed, and they're heading for the lake of fire if they do not repent. But those in the higher degrees have, as we get towards the end of this here tonight, this evening, you'll see that they then have sworn alliance to Lucifer. Do you understand that? So I want you to comprehend the fact that those people who call themselves Masons, you may think they're all sweet and nice and they do all this wonderful stuff, but the whole basis is deception, just like Judaism, those things of Zionism, those things are to lie to you. The cabal, all the way to those things that have to do with Allah, as we get into this last part, that to lie to the infidels, that would be you and me, those who are professing Christians, those who profess to be a bondservant of Jesus Christ, they have a right to lie to. See, they believe that we are the scum, we are the lowlifes, and that we must be eliminated. And so as they go higher up, then they confirm that. And I want you to see that, and we get towards the end, that they then finally come to where their trinity is dedicated to those things that are the exact opposite of God. Now, so this is show four. And again, 30th, 31st, 32nd, York Rite, 33rd degree, Shriners. Now, last week we went over the Holy Royal Arch degree and the 18th degree, which encompassed a lot. That took a whole hour to go through that. And again, as we demonstrate to you and show that these are the rituals, the ceremonies that take place, that they bond themselves to evil. Period. You cannot serve two masters. Period. Okay? And the fact of them saying, and later on here we'll see that they actually refer to themselves as Masonic Christians, that's an oxymoron. It's impossible. It's a lie. It's another one of the lies. All right? Now, Thursday, I'm going to wrap it up and I'm going to be including all other degrees, all other associations, all other things that have to do with Masonic lodges, okay? That'll be the closing of next week. And I recommend going to my website at scotthensor.org, downloading the release of the Masons, renouncing the Freemason repairs. It's a free download PDF. It's actually available, you know, if you even were to Google it. It's been one that I've been using now for 16 years. So it's one that's proved itself for me. Now, again, on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays is Tinfoil Hat Club with Julie and I. I'm doing Tuesdays and Thursdays with Scott Hensor Network. Now, I haven't made a quite decision exactly what I'm going to do, but I'm going to be probably combining them together, and I'll let you know about that. And again, I want to thank everyone for supporting. This has been a journey, and it's only begun. So I hope you stick with us, because the things that are coming are starting to become those things that we've already talked about. They've come to pass. They're in action now, and there's more that is going to be, it's just going to try our hearts. And so we need to be clean. We need to be ready. We need to have stuff like this Masonic stuff broke off of us so we can be prepared for those things coming. Now, of course, in the coming months here, you know, September, October, November, all the way into 2017, we've got the elections coming up. Now, you know, Trump himself is a Knights Templar. We're going to talk a little bit about this. And we did talk about it in the first show to some degree, but now it's going to be coming up in degrees, and so I'm going to show you what that is. Now, I also want to, you know, the one running against Trump, you know, obviously Hillary, the body count continues. More death, more murders, more cover-ups. They're really working hard to show that she's incompetent right now. Well, she always has been. She's insane. So that makes her disqualified for good, for the good of the people. But they're really trying to hide that right now, because whatever is going on with her clones or whatever the situation is, it kind of reminds me of Get Smart. Remember Jaime? They had that old robot on there, that humanoid. And he was always taking things literally. He would, you know, tell him to go jump off a pier, and he would go jump off of it. Well, whatever's going on with her, there's some wires crossed. So it isn't quite working out the way they had hoped, and so they're doing everything they can to cover that up to show that she's absolutely in a tailspin down. Now, if you have any questions, email me, please. I was behind. I'm getting caught up. I was busy over the weekend. I mentioned how I had gone to see the Gwen Tower in Spokane, or just south of Spokane. I guess it was actually still in the limits, and did some tests on it. That's the ground wave emergency network, which was for nuclear fallout or a atmospheric explosion. And the ground wave is so the radio waves hug the ground to increase better communication from one point to another, because satellites will be useless. You need to understand that. But once those particles, those charged particles in the air, microwave has a hard time getting through storms, through rain. You probably know that through your TV satellites. And I know it through amateur radio. And so this was a solution for them. Now, it's doing double duty. We're finding that it is also part of mind control. So what I did is I went to see if it was transmitting all the time. There's no reason that it would be, like a broadcast station. And at the time that I was there, it did not. But it did. There did seem to be some data activity, whether it was being sent to it, whatever the circumstances were. I still have my suspicions. So I'm not done with it yet. I just wanted to verify whether it was transmitting all the time. So I'll be bringing that up. And there's more coming up on psychotronics, electronic weaponry, those things of microwave for pain compliance, for destruction, lasers, those things of iridium satellites, cell towers. It just goes on and on and on. And I want you to understand that the reason this stuff is in place is because of the curses that came in on Freemasonry. those things that were of the Masonic, meaning the occult, mean those things hidden, those things secret, those things to be kept from the public, just like the spouse, the husband who enters into these does the same thing to his wife. And I mentioned that since we are under Christ, then this is the way they saw us, that we then are like a bride or a female that was not part of this order, because we're not in with them, see? So, anyways, all right, now the 30th degree, the Grand Knights Kadosh, okay, Knights of the Black and White Eagle, okay? Now, the Scottish Rite, there was which was established in 1758, they did a splitting up. Now, you need to remember that throughout the world, whether it's in Canada, whether it's in Israel, whether it's in Mexico, you know, wherever it's else, they can have variances of these. So what I'm reciting here is of the North American. So then they then brought in the Grand Knights, you know, the 30th degree for the Grand Knights to replace the Knights of the Black and White Eagle. Now, you notice a black and white eagle, that thing of duality, and then those things of separation. And, again, being part of the Scottish Rite. So, again, U.S. and Canada, they may refer to it as the Grand Inspector, Council, the things of the East and West, Grand Commander of the White and Black Eagle. Excuse me. This whole 30th degree was an establishment to teach morals, their view of morals, to those who have come up through the ranks. So it was very important for them to establish this, okay, for them of allegory and symbolism. Those things that they would see, those things that they would honor, those things that they would worship, that they established in the 30th degree, that those things came first. So if there was any remnants of those things of God, of the Bible, then they were left behind. Do you understand that? There was a separation of the Holy Spirit, a separation from Jesus Christ, that from this point forth, that then there was a complete emphasis on the things coming. Otherwise, the 31st, the 32nd, on up through, that it was nothing but. Okay, so this is what they would refer to as a moral lesson, which again is a complete lie, because it's any time that you get away from God, then it's a lie, because it's gonna, you know, Lucifer is gonna be in the midst of it. He's gonna corrupt it. It's no longer going to be as it was intended. So what comes out of this as a curse is an Antichrist spirit. Because you have then now dedicated yourself to something other than God. You have become disobedient. This now puts you to where you are rejected by God. You are no, you know, you're put it this way, your name can be removed from the Lamb's Book of Life. That's how serious when you start getting up in these higher degrees. Okay? Now, God is sovereign. God is gracious. God is all-knowing, all-loving, but there are rules that he has established. Now, can I say that the hearts of these individuals are wicked? Well, here's the thing. The point of it is that we've all been given the Spirit, you know, this Holy Spirit speaks to us about what's right and what's wrong. Okay, in our spirit, we, as we do things, we recognize whether they are right or wrong. And so for them to continue from this point forward, they have denied the Holy Spirit. They have then rejected the words that would have said to them, this is wrong, turn around and go back. Okay? And they refer to that as a moral lesson. All right. Now, on the 31st degree, okay, Grand Inspector. Now, you notice that these names become grand, okay, and that they what they're going to do here is now that they have someone who is showing themselves approved to the dedication, that they have given themselves, they are now going to start elevating them and giving them such as classifications. See, they're elevating man, grand inspector. Okay, an inspector is one who observes, who looks at something, who verifies, who puts it in place, whether it's right or wrong, or whether it should be accepted or not, a grand inspector, okay? A merging inquisitor commander, okay? An inquisitor, okay? Again, to look into things, to inspect. Now, again, commander would mean one who is above, okay? Remember, God is no respecter of man. So, see, these things are in direct contradiction. Now, in this, then, it is a focus on other gods, goddesses, those of Egypt. Okay, now you see, right, how things are starting to come back to that, who had God's people in bondage? The ones that were in true sorcery, the ones in true witchcraft. See, now they're focusing the 31st degree individuals back in to Osiris, Anubis, the ram's head, the sun god, Isis, okay, moon goddesses, soul of cheers, that's what it means is the immortality, meaning that they will become gods. Do you see how that went from 30th to this? So there's a brainwashing. And now they're at a point where they'll accept something like this. So these individuals actually believe that they are above others. So when you see the Masonic Lodge, when you see the Shriners, when you see them and you hail them as being great men or people who have the interest of the community, remember they have placed themselves above you. And that is a direct defiance of Jesus, that we are to be brothers and sisters. We are to humble ourselves. We are to become as little children. Do you see the contrast to this? This completely goes in the opposite direction of what God and Jesus was bringing. Remember, to know God was to know Jesus, all right? Now, Albert Pike was right in the middle of all this, okay? You need to remember he was over Europe and the United States. He is the founder of the Ku Klux Klan. And the Ku Klux Klan was a counter to the Civil War at the end. They were trying to reestablish property. They were trying to reestablish the ways. They were a mercenary group that was taking out the military from the North. Abraham Lincoln had a bounty on his head for what he was doing, and he fled to Canada, where he then continued those things, and then we know that Abraham Lincoln was eventually assassinated, and John Wilkes Booth, who was a part of Albert Pike's group, we know, well, at least we're told that that's, you know, he's the one who took him out. Now, in this, in Albert Pike, in his writings, Morals and Dogma, and so forth, there's also what's referred to the Book of the Dead, and I believe that Julie's talked about that. I think she's familiar with it. It also refers to the chambers of the dead. Now, remember, Egypt had chambers of the dead. They would have their kings, their goddesses, and they were looking for reincarnation, a resurrection. And so this degree is establishing themselves as gods, that in their works that they do, that they'll be reincarnated when everything is done. Okay, out of chaos comes order. We have the phoenix rising, coming out of the ashes. This is all part of this. Whenever you see an eagle on any of these, this is not an eagle. Okay, it's the phoenix bird, and you'll see even the Yorkshire, those with a double-headed eagle. Okay. All right, so again, we understand then that 31st degree is an establishment that they will become gods, okay? I mean, just think about that. Just beyond comprehension, okay? Now, then from that point, then there's a goal to be met. There's a striving to become one notch higher. Now you need to remember that also what they're doing here is that once they've established that you've made something, see, with God, when you come into relationship with God and you have become, you know, to confirm that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life and that you have the seal of God upon your forehead, that at that point we can be still and know He is God. See, now, that's not the case here. There's still something else to go for. There's an uneasiness in their spirit that they haven't quite reached the achievement. So they're always going for a higher master, a higher degree, see? They can't just be, you know, settled in their ways, okay? Sublime prince of the royal secret, okay? Now, God is not a God of secrets. He's a God of truth. In order to bring truth, then those things must be revealed. So again, this is an opposition. Now, this is a Trinitarian deity. What that means, an omen, and that what they're going to do here is they're going to counterfeit the Trinity. Okay? God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit. So Brahma, the creator, Vishnu, the preserver, and Shiva, the destroyer. So what we have is Brahma, the creator, okay, Vishnu, the preserver, meaning of life, and then Shiva, the destroyer, okay? So this, again, is then showing that there can be several gods, that they have several gods, that there are several different categories, just like, you know, basically the Trinity. And I mentioned this about being in relationship with Jesus, that our works are those commandments that He's told us to do. Okay, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. And in that, then we are found approved. But yet we are brought in through believing onto Him. What they're doing here, again, is showing that even though they've been elevated, there's still a separation. Okay, you're not in total relationship yet. Okay? Ahura Mazda, the spirit source of light. Now, we know that Lucifer, who comes as an angel of light, we know that those things that were seen as an abomination to God was the worshiping of fire. And so that is part of what this is, okay, which is a direct abomination of God to worship fire. So this is included in that 32nd degree. And again, what do you see here? You're digging yourself deeper and deeper and deeper to where even if you want to come back, your conscience is seared. So these degrees and what they're doing causes them that's who they become. Do you see? They're becoming a creation under Lucifer instead of a new creature in Christ. They're not getting rid of the old man. They're getting older. Okay? Now, again, with the closing of this, this is drinking either whether red wine or blood from a human skull. Now, if you have a human skull, then obviously there's been death. So the question is, was it a sacrifice? Did they dig somebody up? Otherwise, this is defiling the temple. Okay, and so what's in a skull? Brains. What's in the brain? The mind. Okay, so the hidden secrets of those of the dead, because remember we talked about in that first one, the chambers of the dead and so forth, that the knowledge and those to be received of the dead, okay? And again, that's in direct contradiction to God, okay? We're to rely on the Word of God, okay? We live and we breathe the Word of God. It brings life into us. Instead, they're doing this to basically be in direct opposition of God's Word, all right? Now, getting into York Rite. Okay, this is where the Knights Templar, okay, the supreme being is really what they're saying, but they're also saying that they're a Christian Mason, okay? Now, this is also part of the Royal Arch Degrees. Now, they refer to themselves as Mark Master, Postmaster, Most Excellent Master, Royal Master, Select Master, Super Excellent Master. You see, again, you're never satisfied. You got to go to the next one. You got to take another oath. You got to keep doing something, and again, you're bringing yourself down. And then this brings in the Order of the Red Cross, Knights of the Justice, okay, which is referred to as Knights of Malta, and then those things like Trump is Knights Templar, okay, Temple of Solomon. Again, this was then split off through the Catholic Church, endorsed by them, and their emblem is the Red Cross. You'll notice that Red Cross is used for helping those people in need. The Red Cross is specifically used by the CIA to come into other countries to establish those that are agents, pretending to be doctors and nurses and those people who volunteer. So all of this, again, CIA, the Bushes, okay, because remember, they're the Skull and Bones, you know, they're the Masonic Lodge. Bush Sr., even though he's been classified as the 33rd, he would actually be, somewhere up higher because of the Illuminati. And you need to remember he's also a reptilian. So, again, Knights of Justice. Now, Knights of Justice would mean then one that goes and establishes what has been done wrong to be right. So we can say that if someone is assaulted, theft, taken advantage of, then, I knew a group called the Red Dragon Society, that if someone wronged you, you called on the Red Dragon Society, and there would be people who would pay you a visit. So on the outside, they appear to be those of missionaries, those who were there to help. Now, this was established in Jerusalem, okay? And again, getting back to the Knights Templar, this coming all the way back to the Temple of Solomon, which is where the Masonics first gained their recognition as Masons, because they needed stone masons to make the temple. And you needed qualified, skilled labor in order to make a temple. You can't just throw rock together. You got to know what you're doing, right? And so the G for geometry and the angle, the compass, those things were used to verify dimensions, that things were square, things were correct, things were placed in order. So there's an order of things within their group, going back to the Solomon's Temple. Now, again, they take it back into another oath, vows taken on a human skull, and you'll see the cross swords. Now, we see that in coat of arms. We see it in other various things, but that's what it means. And so whenever you have a cross, like crossbones or anything, whenever I'm doing a deliverance on somebody, and if they're in my office and they happen to be sitting in the chair and they've got their legs crossed and they've got their arms folded, some of us are a bit insecure, but it can also be a sign of defiance. Okay, so you will not cross this point. This is from this point forward to defy us is death. You'll die by the sword. Okay. Now, on that oath, they also refer to Judas of cutting his head off and placing it on a church spire. Okay, remember, he was the one who betrayed Jesus. So, and on a church spire. Now, again, what is a church spire? Okay, we like the Washington Monument. Okay, Horus. We have those things that are of a phallic symbol. Okay. Now, in this is considered a communion as an unholy communion. Okay? So, again, when we take a step back and we look at everything here, what are they thinking? This is in such direct opposition to God that how can anyone do such a thing? So that's a confirmation to you and I that these people who are in Congress, these people who are in the presidency, executive branch, these who were in state, you know, federal agencies, you know, Department of Homeland Security and FEMA and all these people were tied together. These people are not right. These people are full of witchcraft. These people are sorcerers. These people are divinators. And these are the ones who are running our country. So now you understand why our country is cursed. Now, getting to Shriners, okay? Yeah, it's a Arabic order, okay? Nobles of the Mystic Shrine, which include the moon, the crescent moon, okay, the sword, those things of insignias of Egypt, again, putting us back into that type of evil royalty that believe that they live forever. They believe that they've been given powers and abilities to rule, to do those things that would parallel or even elevate themselves above God. Now, in here, we have the piercing of the eyeball. Okay, this is in a recognition of the all-seeing eye, how one eye, the winking of the eye, one eye was taken out. Okay, this is with a three-edged sword, okay, which I believe is representing the Trinity, their Trinity, okay? Now, even the flaying of the feet. Now, you know what to flay meat, so you can imagine the pain and suffering through doing that to people's feet. Again, that would keep someone from being able to stand. So it's a way of keeping someone in bondage. Now, with this bondage, remember I've talked about witchcraft, divination, and sorcery, that those who practice such things, there's a high amount of insanity. There's a high amount of mental illness. And in this, then, is referred to as madness. That an individual that if now these also are curses that come on to the individual if they try and leave the lodge, okay, that in their oaths, that's part of what they're saying, is that if I reveal this, if I turn my back on my, you know, my fellow Masonic friends, then these curses come upon me. Now we start changing, okay, the Shriners, you're familiar with the Shriners. Now we start changing that they're now starting to focus and worshiping Allah as their God, okay? Now, with this also comes the hoodwink again. We talked about the hoodwink before, meaning that someone has something placed over them so they cannot see, you cannot see, you cannot comprehend, or you can't make a logical decision because you don't have all the facts. So you've been hoodwinked. Okay, so they've been hoodwinked into believing Allah is their God. Now, in this is the now, you know, how we baptize ourselves and we put on Christ. What they're going to do now, and the Skull and Bones, by the way, will do this by falling backwards into a coffin. They'll do a mock hanging, okay, a mock beheading, okay. And then mock drinking of the blood of the victims, okay? Now, notice that the hanging, the flaying of the feet, the beheading, and the different things. I talked about Jack the Ripper in London, that the women that they found, they met all this criteria in their death. And these things were done precision. They weren't done with someone with a big old buck knife. This was done with somebody that really knew what they were doing. This is why one of the surgeons, well-known surgeons in London, was under suspicion. Now, someone reminded me over the weekend that there's an old saying that a Mason will never hang. And it's been a long time since I've heard that, but you'll notice that in saying that, that since the judges and the police departments are of the Masonic order, that whoever this surgeon was, this is why the mystery continues, is because they certainly knew who it was, and they themselves may have been part of the rituals that they would have never have exposed that individual. And they always believed that it was more than one person anyways. Okay? Now, in this, to close the deal, those things of dog urine. It's a commemoration of the finalization of the oaths that they've taken in the Shriners. So you can, you know, I mean, that's just, that's really in poor, bad taste. I'm not even sure how that one gets in there, but that's what they do. So it tells you their mindset, all right? Now, on to the 33rd degree. Again, as I mentioned, the bushes are well established. When you're 33rd degree, in the public eye, then you are at the top. There are those that are in the Illuminati that can that go up higher, like a 99th degree. Now, this particular degree is referred to as the Grand Sovereign Inspector General. Okay, Grand Sovereign Inspector General. Okay, now in this, going from Allah, now turning and recognizing Lucifer as God. When someone's a 33rd degree Mason, they have stated that Lucifer is God. Do you understand that? They are God's enemies at this point in time. Now, we were all God's enemies, but this is a confirmation, the nail on the coffin. Their conscience is seared. Do you understand that? Now, this is then recognized by a cable toe around the neck. Again, meaning in bondage, a cable toe, not hanging, but toe, like if you were to tow something up a river, if you were to pull a wagon and tow something behind it, whatever's behind cannot move forward unless what it's anchored to brings it along. Okay, so you're in bondage to Lucifer. Okay. Now, this then brings the curse if you try and leave or renounce it, that as you drink from the skull, that it is poison. Now, we see in Scripture that if we were to be poisoned, if we were bitten by a serpent, that while we're in Christ, that nothing will happen to us. And so what I'm seeing here is a direct opposition to that, or a counterfeit of that, is what I should say. So you're drinking poison from a skull, okay, and in it, then you can't be harmed, because now you are in bondage to Lucifer as a servant, and as long as he needs you, then no harm will come to you, because the curses are brought and activated, and those things done by demons, and Lucifer has control of the demons. Okay. Now in this are the three infamous assassins of the Grand Master. Now infamous, well, meaning that they're hidden, they're secret. No one knows who they are. So under this particular guide of a 33rd degree Mason, he has at his disposal three assassins. Okay? Now, in this, that those who are then bound or under the curse of, get the curse of poverty. Now, in order for them to continue on as the Grand Sovereign Inspector General, just like the Bushes, just like the Rockefellers, the Bilderbergers, all these other guys, what they do, or what this what it establishes them, is that through witchcraft, they are able to manipulate mankind. This is what, so when you see someone as a 33rd degree, they have acknowledged that witchcraft will give them the ability to manipulate mankind. Do you understand that? These are the people who are running this country. So now you understand why we are under such a great curse, why things are happening the way they are. Now, today, as I was going through Coeur d'Alene, we've got the fires back. We got a lot of smoke here and everything else. I saw a flatbed, kind of an 18-wheeler, and on it were military vehicles like the Humvees. But they had the machine gun turret nests on top of them. Okay, what the heck are they doing here? All right. What is so bad here that they have to prepare themselves with vehicles armed the way they are with 30 or 50 caliber machine guns on top of Humvees? That's here in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. I saw that today myself. Now, I took a picture. I've been taking a lot of pictures of vehicles here because I've never seen so many stickers on cars. And I sent it to Julie. I didn't notice it because I was trying to drive while I was doing it. And she sent it back and said, note all the orbs that are in the window. And you know what? She was right, because I had a chance to look at it in the back window of the vehicle that I took the picture of. And the reason that I took a picture of it is that it was a picture of a warrior mask, not a mask of like one out of like an Indian or one from Africa. It was more of one like a Roman or something of a mechanical, like a robot. And it was a mask of war. And in this back window were all these orbs. And it was, must have been, I don't know, 7 or 8 of them, just all contained on this back window. So whoever was in that vehicle, whatever the situation was, there was evil in there. All right? Now, as I noticed, the pictures that I've been taking of all the vehicles, it seems like every fifth vehicle has something of the occult here in Coeur d'Alene. And right now, it's a very busy time. It's summer here. This is a resort town. This is where people come. If anyone's familiar with the Poconos, Poconos used to be a popular place, kind of like New York, or am I thinking up just north of Niagara Falls? Sorry, been a while. Niagara Falls being that of, you know, to get married and have your honeymoon. In that, that's what this is. And so people come from all over to have honeymoons here to get married. And you need to understand that what they did is they opened the doors for homosexuality. So the people coming up here, a very large percentage of them are gay to be married. And then, of course, they do their dirty deed here and make it even worse. So I'd imagine that most of the vehicles that I'm seeing are those people that are involved in such things. Now, next Thursday, or this coming Thursday, as I finish up on the Masons here, I want you to, as I go through the other degrees, the ones that are even above this, that it's, again, you notice that they keep going higher and higher, that that those who have classified themselves with that, it's very rare that anyone comes out. Now, I want to bring something up. Now, the Mormons, this is all part of Mormonism. When you look at the temples, like the one in Mesa, Arizona, the one in Salt Lake, and I'm sure there's a couple others around, that in the inner courts, the inner chambers, remember the inner chambers of the dead, those things, that in there are the ceremonies of the Masons. And only those who are 33rd degree or higher can go into those chambers unless they're part of the ceremony. So it's not unusual to bring somebody young, especially a female, to do those things. And in that, then, they are being indoctrinated. Now, I bring that up because I ran into a situation here a few months ago where somebody had, during a Bible study, had confessed to me that they had actually been in those chambers as a young girl. Now, I already knew that this individual was fractured. I already knew this individual was SRA. I already knew this individual was programmed. Okay, but those are situations when you're amongst other Christians who don't get it anyways. I approached that very carefully. But then as she told me that she had been in those chambers, then I knew that she was the female that they had done the rituals on. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now, in that, she was bringing herself into the Christian groups as one who has been reformed out of the Masonic or out of the Mormonism, when in reality she has not. She is an agent. Because when I told her that I knew all of this and I had spent many years bringing Masons out and those rituals that are performed within there, she immediately went into lockdown and did everything she could to have me removed as a local participant of the Bible studies. Because what she was doing damage control. She knew, or the spirits within here then confirmed that I was willing to expose, because that's why I brought it up. Ladies and gentlemen, I am not ashamed of the gospel. I am either a child of God or I'm not. And if I am, then I will do those things that Jesus told us to do. So though I take care and I approach in love, then, you know, I will expose. And because most Christians, people who call themselves Christians, absolutely have no clue what the heck is really going on out there, they're easily hoodwinked. They're easily bewitched. Many of them are false converts. Many of them do not do the Great Commission. Many of them do not, or most of them, I should say, are not really true bondservants of Jesus Christ. And so those people are easily swayed. Those people are easily manipulated. And you remember, as I talked about the 33rd degree, that it is their job. Remember that. It is their job. Yeah, let me get to it here. It is their job to make sure that the doctrine to deceive the world, witchcraft to manipulate mankind. So I'm telling you that female, that girl, that woman, the fact that she was in the chambers, that she herself is a very high-ranking individual. Again, the only ones who go into that chamber, at least those who at least come out, are going to be in that state of mind. And so that made her, let's just put it this way. When you have somebody that is who they become because it's been that way their whole life, there are going to be millions and millions and millions of people who are going to perish. There are going to be many that will think they are with God, but they're not with the right God. They have been lied to. Now, the very fact that she was so young and entered into those chambers tells me then her parents, which then brings the curse. So she was actually born into a curse. Do you understand what I just said? So then she's basically set up to be slaughtered. And how terrible that is. And the mainstream Christian church denies that deliverance needs to be done. They don't even do baptism in the right order. They don't even recognize that we're in a battle and a fight. And so people like her who could be delivered, who could be brought out, but because I'm a standalone, because I'm by myself and don't have the support of the church, then it was very easy for her to get the church behind her to come after me. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that shouldn't even be a possibility. So it tells you that the order of things within this so-called Christian community, that they're so far out of the same realm of God, they don't even know God. And I'm willing to bet that Jesus will say, "Away from me, I did not know you." Look, there's no reason to pull any punches here. Look, we've only got a short time here. And if I can save one or two people who come to the understanding that they've been following these doctrines that have nothing to do, they're nothing but doctrines of demons, that it's the relationship of Jesus Christ and what we do to sustain it. What we show ourselves approved. Okay? You can take all this other stuff and just throw it away. It's got nothing to do with it. All the stuff that's going on in the churches is nothing more than ceremonial. It's traditions of men. It's doctrines that have been formed together out of the seminaries, which all comes from the Masons. So just quickly, while I got a minute here, to go back over it again, the 30th, 31st, 32nd, York Right, 33rd Degree, Shriners, that as they come up to the top, as they come in and describe themselves as being worshipers of Allah, going to the next level, and then acknowledging that Lucifer is their God. So, again, when you have somebody who stands in front of you and they say that they are a 33rd degree Mason, you are standing before God's enemies. You are standing before someone who has sold you out, someone who is willing to lie to your face that will bring death and destruction to you. Now, I mentioned that I had somebody here in my office who was at this top rank, and as I was trying to go through some of this listing, they were denying that they had ever heard, seen, or could even acknowledge that such things existed, when I know in fact that they do. But you need to understand, regardless of the position that he was in and what he was seeking, that his oaths bounds him to lie to me. Because since I am not considered under his level, then therefore, like the Jews refer to us as Goyim, of Allah thinks that, you know, see us as those, you know, that are nothing more than to be murdered, to be discarded, okay? The infidels. This is how they see you, ladies and gentlemen. Make no mistake about it. And again, when we have the executive branch, Congress, we have agencies like the state governments for governor, secretary of state. These people are Shriners, 33rd degree at a minimal. And that means, ladies and gentlemen, that they have sworn that their God is Lucifer. And if they're not quite there, they will be. Okay? Now, at any time, there can be ranks in any of these that can be given. Otherwise, you're a guest, you've been honored into it, and they bring you up through the ranks. So, do they do ceremonies? Well, let me point something out. That every time the last two swearing-ins of Obama, you'll note that, you know, they're supposed to put their hand on the Bible and swear. Those were fouled up. They did not acknowledge them because there was something supposedly out of order. Well, then what they did is they went into the chambers later and did it on the Quran. I hope you understand that. This is who's been running, and then of course he's got the ring, Obama, no God but Allah. Okay, so again, 32nd, Allah is God. 33rd, Lucifer is God. Starting out from Egypt in the 30th, 31st degrees, and being those that show themselves coming up through the ranks. So it's a brainwashing, it's an indoctrination, and basically what it means is their conscience is seared. So this is why they can so freely lie to you right in your face. So everything, you know, what's the old saying? How do you know when a politician is lying? Their lips are moving. Well, that's exactly what's going on. Because you need to remember, when you mix a little bit of truth, it's still a lie. Because it's based in deception. And again, the 33rd degree, as I mentioned, that witchcraft is the basis of the deception of nations. And when you have witchcraft, you have mind control. And when you have witchcraft, you've got divination. When you have divination, you have those things of spirit, where you're gaining your information, you're using them. When you have sorcery, then you're gaining a higher enlightenment or an understanding, or using drugs, or using other tactics to communicate, to use, to direct, to control. They're all tied together. So there you go. Now, next week, as I mentioned, I'm going to finish up with the last degrees. I'm going to wrap it all up on Thursday. And that'll make five shows. Now, I've been looking at some of the stats. It's hard to tell the true numbers because they're constantly erasing my stats. All the shows that Julie and I did no longer have numbers to them. I have absolutely no idea what the numbers were a year ago. They're all gone. And that happened, I don't know, 3-4 months ago, maybe 5 months ago. So I'd like to see the numbers a little higher, and the fact that it's not tells me that the people of this country don't really give a rat's you know what. They still don't believe it. They still don't care. They're lethargic. Their apathy, their inability to comprehend evil and to acknowledge it to the point that it's a problem. So you know, I can only do, you know, what I can do. I've done the best I can. I've always wanted to go through this to point to you, you know, how true evil this really is, and then how far back it dates, you know, Solomon, going all the way back to Nimrod. Egypt. You need to put things in place. You know, God is a God of order, not a God of disorder. This is all disorder. This shows chaos. They want order out of chaos. They want the phoenix bird to rise. And what does that mean? That means the death and destruction of you and me. That means the death and destruction of your children and your grandchildren. You see, everyone that claims to be a Mason is in bed with the Illuminati. They're the right hand or the left hand. They are the mechanism. They are the troops. They are the soldiers. They are the ones that are the worker bees that are taking care of business. And how do they do it? Through lies and deception. Okay, their ceremonies alone, going unchallenged within the city's community where there's a ley line, a strategic coordinates, that from that point forward within the city, it is then under the auspices of Lucifer because it has been dedicated to them. So these churches that are all over the place are worthless. Why? Because they're not countering. They're not challenging. They're not stopping. Why? Because they're actually birthed from them. A birthing. And which again confirms the fact that we're at a time of no return, because this has been established for so long, the potential of ever coming out of it is just not going to be. I mean, that's what the book of Revelation. Now, will there be a revival? Will there be those who come out? Absolutely. But I'm talking about the masses. I'm talking about across the board. I'm talking about the recognition that those that are running this country need to be removed. It's not going to happen. Okay, people are still looking up to the Clintons. You know, how's that even possible? And even those who call themselves Christian looking up to Trump. So there you go. All right. Well, I hope that makes sense tonight. I just want you to understand that these people are liars. Now, I held out for a while, holding some truth and hope and love towards them. But I'm sorry. I've had some bad encounters here in the past couple of months. I've now confirmed who they are. And they are, without a doubt, God's enemy. Not just your enemy. They are God's enemy. So you need to be acting accordingly. All right. God bless everyone. And we'll see you tomorrow night with Julie. Good night.